27th meeting for the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee. Thank you to all who are here and on the phone. I hope that it was a good holiday season and a very good new year for everyone. And thank you for your volunteer time. It's much appreciated and very important. So I'd like to start with introductions. I'd also like to say that it looks like we have a quorum. We have myself, my husband on the line, Christopher Gonzalez, and Ann Gunty in the room, so that is four for our quorum. And we'll go around and everyone can introduce themselves, and we'll get our meeting started right away. So I'd like to just start with names, and then I'll come back to you both for a little information, okay? So this is, again, Dorothy O'Brien. I'm the chair. My daughter, my 41-year-old daughter, is in ASH. I have skin in the game, as the saying goes, and want to see us be very productive and successful. So I'm highly motivated.
Christopher Gonzalez. I'm the secretary for the committee, and I'm a peer of service out of Maricopa County and also a family member.
Larry.
Larry Allen. I'm with Arizona Department of Administration. I'm the liaison to the ISD, all the ISDs of the state.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm Ann Gunty. I am a family support specialist at Child and Family Support Services here in Flagstaff. I'm also a parent to four children, two of whom who have had behavioral health services.
Thanks, Ann.
I'm Catherine Leonardi. I've worked in mental health and chemical dependency from 2008 till I retired in June of 2018.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
I am Al Kamul. I am a provider, and I have a family member who passed away many years ago in Cameroon with mental health issues.
Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then on the phone, committee members, Trish, would you introduce yourself, please?
Yeah, Tricia Reiner. I'm a parent of an adult that's received services in behavioral health and DDD, as well as work with Family Involvement Center.
Thank you, Trish. Are there any other committee members on the line?
I'm on the line, as you know.
And my husband, Karen O'Brien, is on the line. He is on my cell phone because he's home sick in bed.
Yeah, there I am.
But here he is. Okay. So, and then our partners that are on the line, Adriana, you were in first. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Adriana Molina. I am with United Healthcare Community Plan. I am the member liaison.
Thank you. Jakeisha?
You're welcome.
Hi, this is Jakeisha Hughes. I'm the senior member advocate for Care First Health Plan.
Thanks for joining us. Frederica?
Hi, it's Frederica Graham with Access, and I oversee a couple of departments here.
Thank you very much for joining us, Frederica. Is there anyone else on the line? Okay. And perhaps Sue Hernandez will be able to call in. She's home with a sick child. So thank you all for joining us. I'd like to go right to the agenda. And in keeping with part of the introductions, I'd like to take a moment and just say that we have two new people with us today who are applying to be members of the committee, and I'd like to give them an opportunity to give us a few minutes about what brings them here and, you know, why they want to be part of the committee. And we'll take a few minutes and do that now, and then we'll just jump right into our business. So, Catherine, would you go first?
Yes. Again, my name is Catherine Leonardi. I have a degree in naturopathic medicine. I ended up working in mental health and chemical dependency. I fell in love with the that type of work. And I really feel strongly that people with both, and usually they're combined, you know, mental health and chemical dependency is usually where it's self-medicating in order to manage the issues.
Hi.
And I just have really respect for people who are dealing with these issues, and I want to do what I can. Now that I'm retired, I found I'm not really ready to leave yet. So I would like to do something to continue to help that population.
Thank you, Catherine. We'll welcome your contributions. Get your application in so we can move everything forward. And then I'd like to introduce Mr. Alpha Mula. Alpha, tell us, and you've been hanging in here with us for a few months.
Yes,
you got your application, and then you had to travel. So
yes.
Give us a little about yourself.
So I'm Alpha Mula, and I am originally from Cameroon, West Africa. And my cousin had major seizures when I was about 10 years old. And in Africa, we don't have as many resources and services for mentally disabled and substance abuse. People are just left it on devices. And so it was one of those things that I grew up always wondering why he was so different. And it's really bad. So when I moved here in 2002, I realized, like, they are just normal people, like everybody else. And, you know, the society is very supportive, very welcoming, and, you know, they can reach their potential. So it was like a contrast of, like, I came from, you know, they're like ostracized, and here they are, you know, it's inclusive. And so for me, it was a no-brainer, and I just started doing this work in 2005. So I was kind of a volunteer at the hospitals in Cameroon, and then when I came here, it was just like, it's so easy. Like, I've been doing this already, so I may as well make a career out of it. And I went to school. I had a master's in psychology, and I also have a LLM in law from ASU. But my true passion was always working with mental health. So I did case management work. I worked direct care services. I worked in most of the major hospitals in Arizona, mental health clinics. And my wife is a registered nurse at the VA, a psych nurse. And so we thought, let's do something. So we started the work of getting a group home, which we opened in 2016, and that's how I met Christopher. We were just like trying to meet providers and, you know, connect, and I met him, and it was just a nice connection, and he introduced me to this, and I said, I'll give it a shot. And I just love to be able to use whatever spare time I have to learn more about, you know, how the system works, to be able to provide for, you know, the community at large. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us this morning. We're looking forward to welcoming you both. And now we do have, I believe, all your paperwork, resume, and everything. So that'll be part of our business today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sure.
Did I hear, Sue, did you join us on the call?
Yes. If they call me because they get a spot for our son in, I'll have to go.
No problem. Thank you for calling in, Sue. If you have to go, you just go and hope everything works out okay, all right?
Yes, thank you. I apologize. It's been kind of a hectic morning.
No problem. First things first, that's your family. So I'd also like to mention that Katie Welty, who is a committee member in the Prescott area, she has had some foot surgery and was hoping to join us. She is, I don't believe, on the line. Katie? No. And then Dr. Corey Kruger, he's a gerontologist down the Verde Valley. He is also on our committee, but he has a full office today. I think everybody's leaking something or hacking something. So, but he is also part of our committee. So thank you once again. Let's get started. Again, minutes are on the website. This meeting is also being recorded. We try to also have a paper backup of notes, but the official recording is on the website. And so please take a look at that if you're checking back for any activity or discussion. So membership, you heard from our two newest applicants. We're very excited to hopefully be welcoming them soon. And what I would like to do right off the bat is ask for a motion to move their applications when complete forward through the ADOA to the director so that we can, with his approval, bring them onto the committee. Is there a motion? Okay. Motion by Ann Gunty. Karen, do you second that?
I second it.
Second by Karen O'Brien. Okay. Any further discussion on that? On the phone? Trish, Sue, any discussion?
Not for me.
Okay, hearing none?
No.
No, Sue? Okay. Hearing none, then all in favor? Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay, thank you. So we'll move that forward officially once we have all the paperwork together. And so the other item we have under the membership is the voting and non-voting. From what we understand, right now, Sue, your status has changed, so you will be a voting member. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Okay. And we have myself and my husband, and then two other members who may be connected in some way to a facility or services, but our interpretation with the other IOC chairs is that there are two possible voting members. Even though they have a connection, they will always recuse themselves when necessary if it's a facility they're involved with. So we're going to move forward with that. I don't believe there's any action that we need to take on that because Sue's status will change, but I don't believe we need, Larry, am I correct? Do we need to do anything formal about Sue's status changing?
No.
We don't have to send anything through to the director.
I don't think so, but I'll check on that.
Okay.
I don't think so. But
I don't think so either. Anne?
So we're sure then, because we've gone back and forth and back and forth, and so those of us who work for behavioral health homes can be voting members, as long as we're a family member.
Correct.
Also.
Two correct. Per committee.
Unless you're a specific provider and you contract directly with Access, and you're
yes.
Then at that point, you couldn't be a voting member.
Okay, we're for a health home that contracts only with Access.
But if you work for a health home and you don't own the business, that's fine.
Okay.
And that, to be consistent with the other IOCs in the state, mm-hmm. that is the policy that we are all following, so that it's consistent. And the legislature, specifically Senator Bartow, supports that. So let the record show. Okay?
Okay, so am I. This is Christopher Gonzalez. So am I in the same vote as Ann?
Yes.
So I can be a voting member?
Yes.
But we can only have two, so then...
Correct.
But there's Katie as well.
But Katie is not present, and she's recovering from surgery. So right now, it's not an issue.
So it's two per meeting, not two per committee.
That is the interpretation that we have.
So anytime we're all gathered together, two of us can
correct.
Vote, and we'll just decide.
We would decide at the beginning of the meeting, so it's clear.
Okay.
Just to keep it all on the record.
Okay.
Any questions from anyone about that?
And Trish as well would be the same.
And Trish, absolutely. Same situation. Did you get all that, Trish?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion on that before I move to the next item?
This is Sue on the phone. So will that make me a voting member this meeting, or do we have to find out first, Larry?
No, it's effective now.
Yeah. So we actually have five for our quorum today, which is, I think, a record for us, Sue.
Fantastic. This is Sue again. Thank you so much for clarifying that.
Okay. Moving on to number three. Just keeping in mind everybody's schedules, including our partners and providers and so on, and Frederica, we're well aware that everybody has at least 1,000 things to do at this moment. So we'd like to try and set out the schedule for the year. And committee, please jump in with comment here. What we have done in the past year, now we've tried the every other month. So it would be January, March, May, July, September. And then come September, with the really winter weather starting and holidays and all, we may or may not have another meeting before the end of the year. We may have an informal gathering where we're working on our annual report. That seemed to work well this year. And, of course, in between those formal meetings, that is when we're scheduling our site visits. So is there any discussion about that schedule? Does that seem like the way to go forward to everybody?
Is
So January, March, May, July, September?
Mm-hmm. And normally, what's normal, but usually, we would meet the third Monday. And so next meeting would be in the Prescott area, Prescott Valley area. And then after that, again, in Flagstaff, and then back to Prescott Valley, just trying to tap into whoever is in closer to whatever area, trying to get as many people as possible to attend at least one or two meetings during the year. And of course, people are all involved in the site visits. It doesn't mean that you're not active. It just seems to be with people's schedules the way it works. Any comment on that? Okay. Hearing none, then we'll continue. Obviously, this is a dynamic organization, and if we find we need to change something, we'll do so, you know, if that doesn't work. So as far as the meeting schedule goes, I don't believe since we're going to continue, we need any formal action on that. We'll just continue as we are. So the next meeting will be March 16th in the Prescott Valley area. Again, block out 10 o'clock to 12. Not that we ever go that long, but give yourself the time.
Prescott, you said?
Yes, Prescott Valley. Usually there's a place over that way that Larry and his miracle workers find for us. And they have superpowers. We don't know what they are. But we'll certainly try and keep you posted.
So we don't know the address yet of where we're...
No, because the building, the DES building that we used to meet in, I believe, is being repurposed in some way.
I think so. It's being remodeled.
Ah.
So I think it's still available. So we'll have to call and get that. We'll
okay.
Let them know.
Yeah. We'll give you plenty of warning. There is a facility over on Bob Street that we've met, which is kind of behind 69. You know, but I promise to give you as much notice as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then moving on to number four. Now this I have to congratulate the group on. Going from almost 2 years of really not being able to accomplish even membership, you know, to finally being able to move to a place where we could begin to do some site visits. And a very brief amount of background is that we decided that, when I say we, I mean the committee, in our discussions and our frustration, when we started to take a look at the hundreds of many different places in the northern Arizona area, all the way from Bullhead City over towards Sholo and further. You know, we're responsible for an enormous geographic area. So where do we start? Well, we decided to take a look at some of the facilities, all of which had reports written up on them, you know, and for various reasons, not all negative, but, you know, try and familiarize ourselves with some of the facilities in use. So that's how we began. And last year, the committee visited 7 sites, which was amazing, really. So 7 sites, unannounced, without appointments, showing up, being firm and professional, and asking to tour the facility. This past month, Larry and I made our first visit, Christopher and I made our first visit requesting specific records. And that was a big first for us, and the facility was extremely accommodating, I must say. And we spent about 2 hours with their quality manager going through things. So I think we felt, Christopher, please add anything you wish, but felt that it was a positive encounter.
I did also feel that it was a positive encounter. At the same time, I think it was a good learning opportunity for both the provider and for us as the committee and site visit. You know, making a site visit and reviewing records may seem very similar, but they're kind of two different visits. But we did have a good experience, and we were able to learn more about the reports and what goes on, and to review the questions that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So overall, I thought it was a very good meeting.
Yeah.
We were very receptive.
Learning experience for sure. So we'll continue to refine what we're doing, you know, the more experience we get. And so far, the committee has submitted 4 reports formally of the 7. I would like to ask for a motion to, when those reports are all, you know, we've all seen them and agree that these are satisfactory, I would like to forward the remaining 4, which would be the 3 that were just site visits and the 1 that was a records request, on to ADOA and the director. Do we have a motion for that? Okay, motion by Karen O'Brien. Is there a second?
Second the motion.
Okay, Chris or Sue. Thank you. Is there any other discussion on that? Okay, hearing none. All in favor to move the reports forward?
Aye.
Okay. Any objections? Okay. So then that would be our second action item. Okay. And then the only other comment I have about the reports is we've been doing a 2-step. We have the questionnaire that we follow, and that is part of the IOC manual, which we're going to hear about from Larry. And we worked on that 2 years ago, you know, when we first began forming up. And I'm proud to say that that model is being used in many parts of the state. So we continue to use the questionnaire, so we have that filled out as completely as possible. It's not always appropriate. But then with that, we send a summary. And the summary is what tells what we see, what we found, what we think, what we'd like to see improved or changed or stopped or whatever. And obviously that is also a work in progress, and we'll be refining that. But that's been our system, just so you're all aware of it. Okay. So I'm going to move now to number 5, which is Larry in the hot seat. I see Veronica did not come. No backup today. Just us. Okay. So this is Larry Allen. Why don't you introduce yourself again, Larry?
Yeah, sure. Larry Allen. I'm with ADOA. I'm the IOC liaison for the committees statewide, DES, and Access, and ASH. So thank you for having me, Dorothy.
Oh, it's a pleasure. We appreciate your time.
I like being here. I guess let's go ahead and jump into item number A, the Abuse and Neglect Task Force Report. That was a task force was Governor Ducey assigned that to Access, Jamie Snyder, the director of Access, to form this committee and look into the treatment of SMI population, how they're handled, how they're communicated, how everything's done with these guys through Access and DES. So a multi-agency approach, so to speak, a collaborative approach toward that, and to look at that. And they put out a really detailed report on that. And there were 2 items that had the IOC mentioned, which were specifically item number 6, which is the big one for the IOCs, is that we had a big collaborative multi-agency meeting 2 weeks ago, and on a Friday morning, and we all met. It was kind of a 10,000 feet in the air meeting. We weren't kind of on the ground level yet, but it was a good jumping off point.
Okay.
We got a little direction on what they were looking at and wanting us to do. So DES and Access and ADOA and ASH specifically, they're going to be putting together flowcharts on where a complaint goes, where and how long it stays, who's responsible for what, that sort of thing. So there's a timeline and there's accountability.
Excellent.
On these reports and what they expect to be done. And that's kind of where it's at now. I was tasked to put together a quarterly meeting with all the IOC chairs.
Okay.
So I would like to have all the IOC chairs together, whether we do it in person, which is great. I know it's hard. Okay, so maybe we do it in the evening, like a 5:30 to 7 call. We just do a call. Discuss our pain points. To discuss certain things on specific year-end reports, maybe streamlining some things. A couple chairs for DES had some pretty good ideas on the report. Certain things we can learn from each other.
You bet.
Kind of break down the silos that have kind of formed over the years, and really just kind of be a little bit more transparent for the group. So that's kind of the task force where it's at now. I would like to set that meeting up sometime in the next 20 days, Dorothy. So I'll be sending an email sometime this week to all the chairs.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give some options of some dates, and then maybe we can sit down and get that hammered out, and then we can try to figure out an agenda and all that good stuff. So that's kind of where that falls.
Will we be included ongoing in that quarterly, the meeting that just happened? I joined the call, but logistically, I wasn't acknowledged, so I don't think anyone knew I was there. I typed in a little thing, and I had no audio to speak up when they asked people on the phone.
Okay.
Because I was on the computer, not the phone.
You tried to attend.
So I did listen to the whole thing.
Okay.
And I was glad that somebody asked to enlarge the, because you couldn't see anything on that massive flowchart.
The flowchart itself was a little too much for what we needed in regards to where it starts and where we receive it, because we were at the very end and they had, 30 items,
right,
30 boxes before it gets to us. Well, how about we start with us,
right?
Or, a couple steps before that. So we get too granular there. So we're going to take a step back and look at that. And I agree, we're going to approach it a little bit differently.
Yeah. I mean, my takeaway was it was developed to give to families and to people who would be making reports,
right,
and then it turned into something that was really more for providers and at a much higher level than what the average consumer would look at that and go, oh my gosh.
Right, right.
Oh, it was just enormous and unwieldy.
I agree, and that's kind of what I was saying, about 10,000 feet in the air, glimpse of that, and it's too much. It's too much to absorb,
right,
and look at. So we're going to, I think they're going to take a step back and look at that and figure out a better way to show that, to show those charts. And they're working on that now. So that's where that's at. So
thank you for that. What I would like to say about that is I was really happy to see that it was being done, but it was completely unknown to me. So one of the reasons we always have a legislative update on the agenda is because I'm hoping, I think we're all hoping, that anyone that has news like that, something about legislation, will bring it forward so the committee can hear it and chew on it a little bit and then contribute in some way. And I will say, I think it's very important that our committee be involved. I don't care what your level of involvement is, but like Ann tried to listen into this meeting,
mm-hmm,
there's a set of eyes and a pair of ears,
right,
listening for us, and same for you, Larry. I mean, we need your feedback, and that you could listen was fantastic, and I'd like us all to pick one or two things and do that for the committee so we can spread the wealth and knowledge, and we become known to the community working on these issues. The other thing I would say, Larry, is that, like Ann commented to me, there is so much, and, with all due respect to our providers and partners, there's not enough basic information getting to the consumer and the family. And what a shame, because this sounds like it would be a fantastic vehicle to get the important stuff, the life-changing, life-improving, helpful information, where to go for what and who and how. Because even though we have family members and we're sitting on this committee, we each have members about what to do about that.
Right.
What could I have done in that situation?
Yeah.
So you know, it's not a criticism. It's a thank you so much, and, you know.
No, I agree with you, and those are great points, and I think those are points that we need to bring up on the call.
Sure.
On a chair
sure.
call. And I think that's something that we can discuss as a group, and then we can bring that back to the task force committee.
Perfect.
And anything else that you might have, feel free to bring it up. You know, we'll
I do hope our voice will be able to be heard through that, that there will be the right technology available that we can contribute, because I think one of the unique challenges that I found on other things that I serve on, and all of you have too, being from this area,
mm-hmm.
is that we have different challenges in Northern Arizona due to our rural population, due to our
right.
sheer expansive area. That,
right.
And so
the
sometimes
technology
the focus in the stuff. State becomes Maricopa County, and there tends to be a little bit of a, you know, that's all that there is in Arizona, and that's just not the case, and our issues can be very different. So I want to make sure that we do always have a voice too, not just Arizona, Northern Arizona, but Southern as well, because our issues are different. And they have to be included in the general discussion.
I agree. So
it's been very useful, too, I have to say, Larry. Many kudos for getting the chairs together on the phone. About once a month, every 4 to 6 weeks, I'll say, the IOC chairs are on a conference call. And for me, being totally new to the whole situation for 3 years now, you know, it's been fantastic to hear the experience of the other groups and their successes and failures and frustrations, and it was tremendously helpful, and it always is. So my hope for that would be every time we have a conference call, whether it's this quarterly call or continue those other calls, whatever, however we do it,
mm-hmm.
that if it's me on the call, the chair, if it's the chair on the call, that there's also another committee member on the call, whoever's available. Could be an officer, doesn't have to be an officer. But that way we're spreading the knowledge and we can share information better and hopefully have a better resolution, build a better foundation.
I agree. That's
yeah.
That's perfect.
And I know some of the other chairs were doing that, which was great. So yes. So try and copy that.
I agree.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you.
That's in item number B, the IOC manual status is final. It was approved earlier this month, and we had rolled that out to the group. We have not officially posted it on the website yet. Looking to do that here probably this week.
Okay.
I was waiting on somebody to come in from there so we can get our website updated.
Okay.
So and posted. Your year-end reports as well on the website. And we're rolling that up to and get that out to the necessary parties.
Okay.
So thank you for getting the report done.
It's my pleasure. It's, again, training wheels, but, you know, it's a beginning.
Absolutely. you told your story, and it was great.
Yeah.
You know, and they want to hear your story.
And the group worked. I was so proud of this group.
Yeah.
We got together, had a cup of coffee, and
you laughed while we did it.
We laughed good and hard, and got it done, and it was good. It was. I'm very proud of it.
You have
yeah.
to laugh.
Oh yeah.
You
okay.
have to laugh.
Don't we know it?
It's good for the soul.
Yeah.
I guess a legislative update kind of just goes back to item number A there, the task force. You know, that kind of goes hand in hand along with our manual, along with the House Bill 2059
right.
in regards to that and the responsibilities of DES, the agency of DES, Agency of Access, and ASH, and how we interact with them and how they're going to interact with us and along with how they affect your committee.
Mm.
So whether it's posting agendas, meeting minutes, addressing concerns, questions, whatnot. I would ask that you send the request to me and to Access both at the same time. So that way we're in the loop and nothing is missed. I have a responsibility per the House bill to track these. And which we do, Veronica and I track this very closely. We track these items and questions or concerns or problems have to be addressed within 5 days. Not necessarily a resolution
right.
to that, but has to be addressed and has to be acknowledged. After that, the agency or whoever it may be has 21 days the clock starts. You have 21 days to have a resolution or pretty close to a resolution to that issue or problem or concern.
Can you give us an example?
Okay. Say, okay. So say you went to do a site visit, say at Southwest, or a provider. So pick a provider, a random provider. Provider wouldn't let you in. So you weren't allowed in the building to do a site visit, an unannounced site visit. You were turned away. You would email us. We would then track that problem, log that problem. If that issue or problem was not sent to Access, then I would forward that issue to Access or to DES, whoever it may be. They would address it. They would get with that specific provider and find out why. Then they would email us back along with you a reason why you were turned away. Now, it could be that they were ignorant on the rules they didn't know who you were or what purpose you served. And then so the next time you're there, you can get in. Or they can go, I'm sorry, we don't do any SMI treatment here. You really don't have any jurisdiction over this specific provider. Access does not provide benefits to them, so therefore, whatever it may be. So
okay,
that's kind of the how it kind of works.
How it would apply to us.
How it would apply to you.
Okay.
Or if you had a problem getting records,
mm-hmm.
you know, there could be a couple different things there.
Right, right.
Might cause an issue for that.
Right.
And then we would help you get it resolved.
Okay.
So.
Good. Your example helps bring all those things to mind, so thank you.
Sure. Absolutely.
So legislative update, again, like the RISC, the Abuse and Neglect Task Force, you know, those kinds of things, if we can know ahead of time. I mean, I'm sure there was literature out there. I'm sure it was somewhere in the ether, but we missed it.
I didn't know about it till...
Oh, I don't feel so bad then.
I didn't know about it until early December.
Okay.
And then
okay.
when I sent it up to you guys, I didn't know about it. I didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
So
right, we'll help each other then.
Yeah, so I was the last to find out too. Everybody. So, we're kind of all in the same boat.
All right.
So, but yes, I agree. Okay. We need to be as transparent as possible. And I know that
Absolutely.
What I know, you need to know.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to withhold any information from you.
Thank you.
So, I guess a couple 808 updates specifically from me.
Mm-hmm. Here's your time.
I updated your brochures.
They're beautiful, by the way. Glossy.
Very nice, glossy.
Very professional.
Professionally done. Use these for recruitment okay. when you're out and about. We've created some business cards. So take a look at these if you want.
I'm so excited.
And then we can put your meeting locations or website information. So if you're out and about for recruitment purposes, those are a little bit easier to carry around instead of a pamphlet if you don't have pamphlets.
So they're going to be generic. They won't be for
They'll
us
be generic.
Specifically.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They'll be generic,
no
but they'll have the cadence of your meetings
exactly.
and when.
Yeah.
So I know you do it different ways, and that's easy to set up.
Perfect.
And then... Veronica, got that done for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those are important tools. Do you have a supply of those cards with you today?
That was just an example of one.
Okay.
I think that one was for Ash.
Okay.
If you'd like those, I'll get them ordered for you.
Okay.
And I'll ship those directly to your house.
Well, let Chris and Ann look at it.
Sure. Y'all take a look at it.
Yeah.
Right
yeah.
That would be great to have.
And
good
then,
tool.
Let's see what else do I have for you. I did speak to the DDD DES liaison on Friday
mm-hmm.
regarding recruitment in this valley.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
The Prescott to
the frozen north.
The frozen north, which was great to look at, by the way, driving up.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome. They're having a trouble recruiting as well.
Okay.
So if you know of anybody in the DDD arena that interacts with DDD a lot or receives this type of services, let me know.
We all need members, apparently.
We all,
okay.
yes. They had a couple issues, and So that's kind of back a little bit as far as as members go. So they're looking to rebuild. They're having a hard time recruiting.
Okay.
So we're looking to rebuild that committee. So if you know somebody, that'd be great. If not, then thanks for listening.
Okay, but that group, are they more physically challenged? How would you describe DDD?
DDD is, yes, physically challenged.
It includes autism and things like that, though, too.
Yes. It's a much
broader. It's not just physical.
Okay, right. Sue. Okay.
Yes, it's much broader.
Trish, sorry.
If you know of anybody that that's in the area that would be interested.
Sure, yeah.
That doesn't receive.
This might not be the right fit, but perhaps
I mean, if you're out and about and you're recruiting, you never know. So just put a bug in their ear, let them know. I told them I would relay that message to the group. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. I think that is all I have for you at the moment. You know, feel free to, we're going to be doing phase two of our updating our website as well here probably in the next 20 days or so.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to reconfiguring the way it's set up.
This one, the IOC? Will that be part of what you're...
That is exactly what that is. We're going to be updating, we rolled out a master calendar for all the IOCs.
Very good.
So if you want to listen and listen to another IOC meeting, the numbers are, go to the calendar, hit the link, and it'll pull up the agenda, and then you can listen to, if you're interested in seeing how Central Access IOC conducts their meeting, listen, call in.
Yeah.
Jack would love to have you. Or
Jack Potts is the chair.
Potts,
very
Potts
supportive.
Chair. Yes, he would
all in favor of what we're doing.
Yeah.
He'd love to help us.
Yeah. Or if you want to listen to Tucson, Dr. Carroll's would be happy to listen to you. Or listen, let you listen in. So, or listen to a DDD meeting. So feel free to do that. I think the more everybody's exposed to the different things, the better. And that's, again, that kind of goes back to the task force report and what we're going to be doing here in the next 30 days regarding our quarterly report for all the chairs. So.
Okay. Any questions for Larry? Anyone in the room? Anyone on the line have questions for Larry before we move?
No, not here.
Okay, you all right, Karen? Anyone on the other line?
No. That is Sue. I thought DDD had its own separate IOC.
They do. They do, but they wanted us to reach out to the group here if you knew of if any members here had anybody that had received services or knew anybody that received DDD, DDS services to
let
them.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It does. I mean, there were so many crossovers with my previous job. We had clients, autism and things like that. So it does. It there is a lot of crossover, and I think there should be more. What you're saying does make sense to me. I mean, like
more
for us, we're trying to get our son onto DDD because he has so many crossovering services, and we can't get him onto Access because he, dropped off. So it does make sense to me.
Thank you. So there is a lot of there is a lot of crossover, and we're working to collaborate more as a group. To kind of break down those barriers, and so everybody's on the same page.
Okay, Larry, thank you as always, and for all you do behind the scenes, really thank you. We see a marked difference in our accomplishments and our productivity and our whole attitude. We're not nearly as crabby as we used to be.
My pleasure.
So this is Christopher Gonzalez. So while we're looking at diversifying the representation, and I do agree with DDD representation as we have a lot of members duly diagnosed with both developmental disabilities and SMI or any of those things. So as we look at diversifying and bringing them on, have we thought about reaching out to tribal representation as well? We have a large population here in Northern Arizona who may have other cultural aspects that we may need to be aware of.
It's a great idea.
And I'm not sure if tribal REBAs have their own IOCs or anything like that,
they do,
or if we should bring on some representation.
I think that'd be a great idea. We need to look at that. And I guess I'm going to show my ignorance here a little bit regarding this. Now, is NAMI?
NAMI, the National Alliance for Mental Illness.
Okay.
Yeah,
so it's nothing really for...
You know, I attended the annual conference
mm-hmm.
A couple Saturdays ago, and it just wasn't a time to recruit anybody for anything. They were totally all in on what they were doing, and that's fine. It's
yeah.
an important service, but... there was some discussion of tribal connections more through the VA, but yeah, I mean, I'm racking my brain now to think how can we get a, maybe through Tom O'Halloran's office because he has a whole tribal department.
That would be a great starting spot. If you need help on that, let me know. I could help you on that end of it.
Okay, super. Let me think about that, and
okay.
and well, I'll make a grab, and see what we can find.
Yeah, I think it's
yeah, and let you, that'd be great. Okay, super. Well, good one, Chris.
This is Sue Hernandez. There's a VRC up in Page who works. She's also partnered with the DDD representative up in on the reservation, but she works with. Basically working with everywhere, Page, Tuba, you name it, trying to reach out to the community. Her name is Jessica, and I've got her card still, but because I won't remember. I met too many people. But she'd be a good person to talk to about either your parents, but also just people who want to be invested up there.
Okay.
I think she'd be a good person to reach out to. She's pretty fantastic.
Can you email me or text her contact information when you find her, when you have a minute?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
The pediatrician's office got a hold of me, so I'm not going anywhere till this afternoon.
Okay.
What's her name again?
I can't remember her last name, but her name is Jessica, and she's pretty much the only VRC up in Page. She also is her own PT. But she works with... she has to work with DDD, the DDD person, who I don't know who that is anymore, keeps changing. But she does everything with everyone out there. She'd be a good person to contact.
Okay.
Because her passion is linking everyone with resources and also teaching about advocacy, everything, tapping people into being part of the solution and also community partnerships.
Okay, super. Okay. All right, anything else on that, or we're going to move forward? Thank you, Larry, for all the great information and all the work.
My pleasure.
Yeah, appreciate it. So number six is our goals moving forward, officers, committee structure, leadership, special guest programs, all that kind of thing are logistics, if you will, going forward. In our guidelines, we felt strongly about changing leadership, giving the leadership a year, and then revisiting everything. It doesn't mean that anything has to change, but I think we should always have the opportunity to address that. So what I'd like to discuss first is our officers. Currently, I am the chair. Ann is the vice chair. Christopher Gonzalez is the secretary. And I was also the site committee chairman because at the time we formed the site visit subcommittee, there was a different chair. And we just felt we needed to move forward with the site visit, so we created a subcommittee. Rogues that we are. And... So I think we need to have that discussion now.
Okay.
You know, how does the committee feel about that? You know, I think we all have some thoughts on that, and I'd like to open that up for discussion.
Well, I know I've been having some thoughts about the committee. So this is Christopher Gonzalez. I would like to talk about moving from the secretary's position to coordinating the site visit subcommittee is where I see my passion and really doing some of the work. So I don't know if it's the chair of that position or whichever, but I think I'd like to organize that subcommittee and really lead those quarterly and have more formal structure to that area. So that's all I wanted to bring up on behalf of the secretary's position mm-hmm. and making that transfer.
So would you, if you were to transfer to the chair of the site committee subcommittee, would you continue as secretary or no?
No, I'd rather put my focal points on the subcommittee. That'll allow me to continue to facilitate my other duties as well with not bogging too much down.
Okay. Ann, what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I've expressed some of them to you is that, you know, my time is very limited.
Right.
So I have not done a whole lot as vice chair. You know, I can't take on a bigger role.
But can you continue?
I can continue, sure,
yeah.
That's what people want, but I'm not doing a whole lot with it.
Oh, but you're dialing into some calls. You're
here today.
I'm here.
You're here today. Yeah.
I'm hoping in the next year, if I'm willing, my children transition into adults. Successfully, we hope. I'm not entirely sure that's going to be the case, but I say that every year, and every year we're still working on it. So, but my last time is going to be 18 in a month, and I'm hoping that we're getting close to you know, me not being needed as much in that arena so that I have more time. But I can't promise that because, as you know, that's a moving target a lot of the time. So, my time is what's been last year.
Right.
I give it as much as I can when I can, but it's limited.
And that's appreciated, Ann. I would ask Trish and then Sue on the call, what do you think about this discussion? What are your thoughts, Trish?
Well, I'm fairly newer to the committee, and so... I don't really have too many thoughts on this yet. I'm still kind of learning my way through what all of this entails.
Okay. But you're with us in the conversation, and that's important.
Yes.
Okay. And we're, you know, we need your expertise as well. So hang in there with us. We're paddling as fast as we can. paddling.
And that's you, Trish?
Trish Reiner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Sue, what are your thoughts about that?
I'm definitely here to be able to support whoever's in the leadership role, just because of our son's needs right now, and until my health is back in order.
Okay.
But I'm glad I'm here and a voting member now.
We're glad you are, too. So you're going to be able to continue on the committee.
Oh, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to make the site visit a couple weeks ago, but now that my health is already improving, so I'm enjoying that.
Okay. And Karen, are you still there?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on this discussion, hon?
Steady as she goes.
Oh, okay. All right, honey. So what I see is, for myself, I would love to create a succession where, you know, we see the person who's going to be the chair next. But I feel like that I'm not hearing that today. I'm not hearing that. So,
process. I've been on many committees, and there's nothing more likely to kill a committee than not having a line of succession.
Right. And so then perhaps, again, what I would suggest then is I will continue, but just know that I'm looking to all of you to help us build, and now with Alpha and Catherine here today, it gives me a lot of hope
that we can build a strong circle where we can, you know, we can share these responsibilities. So if the circle comes around to me after I, you know, I'm not the chair and then I, it's my turn to be chair again, so what? You know, that's good.
And we've made so much progress under your leadership in the last year, year and a half, that I would hate to see that discontinue right now if you're willing to stay on. Because
okay.
I think it is wonderful that we have some new people coming. Hopefully we'll have additional new people, but at least maybe for the next year or 6 months, if that's better for you. I think we should stay steady as the course goes at this point, because we have made so much progress. I don't want to shake things up in the midst of our, you know, momentum that we worked so hard to get.
Yeah.
So if you're willing to stay on for, you know, 6 months or a year until we kind of have more of our footing underneath us and maybe others are more interested in leadership, I think that would be fantastic. That's my personal opinion.
I agree with your opinion, Anne. I agree.
Okay. Well, I am willing to continue, and I would continue for a year because I don't want to disrupt things. I think the way we lay out the year with the visits, with the meetings, but just know that you know, I don't need a life sentence. I don't need the crown. I agree.
We just got our footing with the site visits. We've done 7, but we can do a lot more.
So absolutely.
Here we are in 2020. Let's get that really under our feet and get our new members on board and
sure.
You know, all of us working together and familiar with what we all can give, and then we can go forward from there.
Okay. So then I would ask for, so Trish or Sue, would either of you, I mean, we need a secretary then. And we hear the crickets.
Are you still on the line?
Don't hang up.
This is Trisha. I don't know that I would be able to commit to that right now.
Okay, that's fair. Sue, how about yourself? I don't mean to put you on the spot, but we just to move forward.
Just to let me know what all it entails, and
Chris, can you have a conversation with her?
Yeah, can you have a conversation with me, Chris?
Yes, absolutely. So
great.
I'll send you an email Tuesday, tomorrow. And we can set some time aside.
What do you think, Sue? Are you comfortable with that?
I am. I just want to make sure I know exactly what I need to do.
Okay.
And I know all my parameters.
Yeah, no, of course. And no, this is, again, not a life sentence. If things happen with your family that it's not working, then, you know, speak up and we'll change things up. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, so...
Thank you, Sue. I'll send you an email tomorrow.
Then here's what I think has to happen.
Thank you.
I think we could do this by one motion. And what that motion might be is that the chair and vice chair would remain the same, that we would appoint Chris to be the chair of the site visit subcommittee, and Sue to take Chris's place as secretary. So it would be chair of the NAIOC would still be Dorothy O'Brien, vice chair would still be Ann Gunty, the secretary would then become Sue Hernandez, and that I will cheerfully give up the chairmanship of the site visit subcommittee to Christopher Gonzalez. Do I have a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Thank you. Motion by Karen O'Brien. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ann Gunty. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Hearing none, then let the record show that that will be the leadership going forward. Thank you for that. Thank you. And I'm excited that you're going to take on the site visits, Chris, because that's been a big failure for me. You know, I know we've done good. We've done well. But there's just so much there. That's such an important part of our role.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't see it as a failure.
No,
you really
frustration, let me say.
Put it in motion.
Before you started.
You got it. Absolutely. In motion. You got it initially coordinated.
Okay.
So I feel easier about taking it over.
Okay.
And I think that we can get, you know, by having a formal subcommittee, we can really get a little bit more done.
You bet.
And
you bet.
Really get out there and visit
regular
our neighbors
visits and stuff. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I appreciate taking the torch from you.
Okay. And I have a file, an electronic file I'll share with you.
Okay.
Original meeting notes and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
Okay. So the other thing under goals and so on, oh my goodness, the brain cell just fell out of my head. Leadership special guest program. Okay. Oh my goodness. Well, okay.
Were you getting stuck at special programs?
No, it's something in between that, and I don't think I wrote it down, which is my error at this my current state of mind. Okay.
Guests for training. I think what we were going to talk about at one point, we discussed having some additional maybe trainings or
right
to this meeting.
Right. So the March meeting. Thank you. We have a wonderful resource and many wonderful resources, but Ann Ronan, who is with the Arizona Law in the Public Interest, Law in the Public Interest. I've had some really wonderful conversations with her, and she is extremely interested in what we're doing in any way that she can help us. So her expertise in what are parents' rights, what are, you know, what's happening in facilities and so on. So she will try, she said, to attend. She slammed this week, but she would like to try to attend our March meeting. So that's one excellent resource. And I apologize for the length that this meeting is going, but we had these business things to take care of. So just please bear with us. We're almost done. And then Katie Welty, our own Katie, has a very well-regarded, acclaimed program on stigma, the stigma of mental illness, particularly in providers and facilities. That's perception, that's the aspect that she presents from. And she would like to do that. It's about 20 minutes, maybe 30 minutes with discussion for our group as well. And I'm not sure we could do both in March, but if she's up to it, I'd like to try to schedule that. So going forward, I think, you know, and as other experts come forward, other people with different expertise, we need to hear from them. We need to build our knowledge, and I do not want to get bogged down in minutia or policy or stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about things that the committee wants to learn more about to improve our productivity and our accomplishments. So I'm sorry, that was my own personal stuff in there. Okay, moving on. I hope that other thing comes back to me. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So with the group's permission, I am going to move on, but just understand I'm going to interrupt if the thought comes to me.
Yeah.
So number 7, that's where we'd like to hear. And thank you for hanging in there to Adriana and Jakeisha and Frederica. We appreciate it. As far as that goes, did any of our committee members attend anything that I mentioned? NAMI, that was interesting. I sat through the whole day, but frankly, other than, you know, being visible there, I didn't. Yeah. So, Ann, Chris, anything? Sue, Trish, did you attend peer and family support or anything like that? David's Hope. Anyone?
I'm in a family coalition meetings monthly.
Monthly.
Don't have much of an update other than we're continuing to work on a leadership training that I'm a co-facilitator for.
Okay.
The next training class is in Sholo, I believe it's on the 7th, and I will not be doing that training. Somebody else will, but you know, throughout Northern Arizona, we're bringing this four-hour training to anybody who's interested in taking it, and it should be able to. Jakeisha actually took it when I taught it here in Flagstaff. Hopefully we can generate some potential interested individuals from that forum. But it's kind of scattered throughout Northern Arizona. I think they did one in November in Bullhead City or Kingman, somewhere out that way. And I don't know when they'll be doing another one in Phoenix here in Prescott. But that's a kind of an ongoing thing that I hope can generate some people who've taken a little bit of training on what it means to be in some kind of a committee or leadership role, as coming from a parent or consumer perspective.
Great, great. Okay. How about our providers? Adriana, you were the, and partners, you were the first one on the call this morning. Is there anything you'd like to share with the group at this time?
No, I don't have anything at this time. Thank you.
Thank you for participating with us. Jakeisha?
Hi. I actually don't have anything to provide either, but please do know if you have questions or concerns regarding the plan that you guys are always welcome to contact myself or my supervisor, Sun Young Park.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. And Frederica, how about yourself?
Hi. No, I don't have anything to add at this time.
Okay. I know what it was. It was the reports. Okay, Frederica, thank you. When you started to talk, I remembered. One of the most important functions of this committee is to review the reports. And I should have put that word on the agenda because that would have made my brain function. Okay. So what I want to know is, for the existing committee members, are you all having success getting your reports from IADs to the seclusion and restraint?
Those that are on the portal.
Those that are on the portal.
No problem.
Christopher, any problem?
I am not having any problems at this time.
Okay. Sue or Trish, any problems accessing those reports? Okay. Okay. And the reason I'm bringing it up is that for our first 2 years, we were told that only two people could have access to those reports, when in fact the entire committee should have access. And the other committees, they all have access to reports. We just didn't know that until the chairs started talking. So ADOA set up a great meeting with us with access, and CJ Wazell, who did some fantastic training for us so that we could get access to those portals, because that's how we structure our site visits. So for Alpha and for Catherine going forward, you know, hopefully you'll be approved onto the committee, and then this is our function. We call for, it's not beautiful, it's not fun. I have to do it in small pieces because it's difficult. But culling through these reports to look for the patterns, to look for the flags, you know, and then that's what we discuss, whether it's in an email, you know, have you seen this, this, and this, and then we can discuss it. But that's how we structure our site visits. Where are the patterns? What are the same issues in similar places? Has improvement happened after we've made an initial visit? That kind of a thing. So I just want to say to the whole committee, please continue to look at the reports, and then that has got to be our focus, because in the downtime between our formal meetings, that's what we need to communicate about on email. I saw this report about such and such a place, or I've noticed that this is happening three or four times in this place, and then that's where we need to focus and get out to take a look, or if we haven't inspected just to see the facility, we at least need to get out there and do that. So, Anne.
I suggest, because it is kind of a large and cumbersome amount of stuff to look through,
mm-hmm.
and I think it might fall under your new committee chairmanship, but that maybe we sort of break that up and that each of us take a particular
I would love that. I would love
that.
Would
be our specialty. I tend to look at the children's related facilities because that's kind of where my passion is and where my work is.
Excellent.
So maybe that's not the best place for me to look, but that's where I can look. But there's, you know, different categories. So maybe if each of us, you know, under Kristen's
mm-hmm.
committee kind of focused on a particular area, we could get in, at these meetings come together and share, as opposed to we're all looking over all these
all the same
humongous
yeah.
right.
records and coming up kind of the same thing and then just validating each other.
Excellent.
Just a suggestion.
I mean, I feel like that is that next piece of our work that
okay.
needs to become cohesive.
Right. So maybe in March, if we had the ability to, I don't know if there's like, if we can use a screen or if we could look at it and kind of, you know, make some decisions or
yeah.
if it's something that falls under a committee that Christopher does to kind of, you know, people volunteer for which
yeah.
they'd like to sort of be responsible
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
That way, when you get on there, you can focus on your area and not
right.
have to think
right.
through all this enormous volume of stuff.
I find I can't sleep. I'll be honest
yeah.
with you. It's
and
very
it's hard to know what you're looking for until you start seeing
yeah.
the pattern. So if you had a, you were looking at a smaller subset, I think you'd recognize patterns and what to look for.
That would be fantastic. I'll focus on the other stuff, and that would be fantastic. And then, Kath,
yeah,
I know. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. This
no,
is
go
ahead. That makes sense because it's just so overwhelming to look at everything, and I don't know where to start.
Perfect.
And I look at the screen, and I don't know. Yeah, it's just, it's a lot of information. I think that makes sense,
yeah.
and
then we have to look at it and figure out how best to break that up, but I feel
perfect.
Like if we had a little smaller chunk,
perfect.
It might be easier to manage.
Yeah, Catherine, you agree?
This is the field where I can really contribute.
Be helpful,
help.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So Chris, could we ask your committee to, I like this, Chris, could we ask your committee?
Sure, committee of one.
Committee of one right now. No, you have that. There is a, I'll send you the roster. There
okay.
is a committee to maybe focus on that to get us really started, organized. And hopefully we'll have new help.
If and when I get approved, I would love to be on that committee.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay. So then I'm so glad that brain cell came alive. Oh, God. So thank you for that, because that's like that thing hanging out there. I think we have to perfect it so that we can be more effective. Yeah. Thank you. Oh, that's wonderful. I feel lighter. I don't feel warm anymore. Good. So I would like to thank our partners, Adriana and Jakisha and Frederica, and thanks for all your help with the portal, Frederica. Stand by, because I'm sure we'll need more.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. So thank you for joining us. Are there any other comments before we adjourn? Alpha or Catherine, do you have anything that you'd like to add or comment on?
I have a question.
Yes.
If and when we're approved, will we have any form of training, or are there sites we can go on to read?
Yes.
Because I'm excited, but I'm a little dazed and confused.
Okay. And we'll work with Larry and his cohort, Veronica, because there's good information. There are many formal trainings, but I'm reluctant to devote volunteer time unless we can specifically
yeah.
drill down to what the committee member, a new committee member, needs.
And
so,
we do site visits in pairs, so I think what we tried
yeah.
to do here was Dorothy kind of started it, and then we joined her.
We'd all pair.
So
they yeah.
by themselves.
No, never. We never do solo site visits.
Correct.
Ever,
yeah.
ever.
Not
no.
that, it's a fair witness thing, where you
absolutely.
Need two people.
Right.
Always
yeah.
two.
Yeah.
And
right.
one is an experienced person, meaning that they've done other site visits.
Right.
Successfully.
Doesn't mean he's so nervous. Christopher and I, Ben and I hadn't, but we were both a little nervous.
Well, you had quite a challenge on the one you went to. Five dogs barking, and yeah, it was special. Yeah.
I think there were five dozen. But
five dozen dogs barking.
Yeah,
okay.
Little ones that made up five big dogs.
So it's an adventure. So, Alpha, anything?
No,
any other comments?
My question kind of like wrapped up what I was going to ask. Like,
where can you go for
yeah,
roles and
yeah, next
right.
like, yeah.
job description, so to speak.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So the approval process take. I feel like, you know, poor Alpha's been joining us for a year now
yeah.
and hasn't
yeah.
gotten approved. How much longer does he have to wait?
We got his
like
resume this month.
And application.
Yeah, that's all
yeah.
done, yeah.
Okay.
So, Larry, are we going to be, you think, in good shape with that? We have everything you need for Mr. Mueller, right?
Well, that's up to your committee.
Well,
ADOA doesn't make that.
Okay, but that was an action. We voted to move both of these applications forward.
Okay.
Once you have all the required paperwork. So on Mr. Mulu, you have everything.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. So you'll let us know about that, and I'll send an email to everyone. And Catherine, we'll have yours as soon as you get it completed.
Yeah, within the next 3 or 4 days.
Perfect.
Great. Perfect.
And if I have any problems filling out online, can I contact you?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have one of your cards, Larry? I'm reluctant to give up one of my cards.
Yeah, sure. You can, I also
I think I
you,
have it on the email.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you my card just in case.
So if there's nothing else, does anyone on the call? Oh, Chris, go ahead.
Frederica, are you still on the call?
I'm here.
Okay, so as I move forward with the site visit subcommittee, and if there's any barriers with the portals or getting anybody signed up, will you be the main contact then?
Yes, so what happens is once they've completed the paperwork to be able to access the portal, then I would be the one to approve it. It comes through to my end, and then from there, if there's any issues or anything, you guys just reach out to me.
Okay, great. And what's your email address?
It's frederica.graham. I can spell that for you.
Thank
you. It's frederica.graham, which is graham, @ azaccess, all one word, .gov.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you all for attending. Appreciate your time this morning. I think this is our longest meeting, but I think we got a lot of good work done. We did 3 action items, and we'll continue. So next meeting is March 16th. We'll be in touch on email. We'll let you know what happens with our 2 new applicants, which is very exciting. And let's please communicate about time availabilities for site visits coming up so that Chris can help us get organized, and stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Karen, I'm going to hang up, okay, sweetie? Feel better.